Greetings in Jesus' name on this 25th day of January, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently 16 degrees here in Sanford, Maine. Under beautiful sunshiny skies, it's going to be a marvelous Monday. I hope that you had a tremendous day in the Lord on yesterday. My, how the Lord blessed and moved in a mighty way, and how we're grateful to God for His stirring among us, a strong attendance in Sunday school. We were up in our Sunday school attendance and had a record for COVID, really, 108. And we appreciate the Lord blessing and encouraging us through the Sunday school hour. Then the morning choir numbers were just, over the top shelf. And the preaching, God helped me to preach all of 1 Corinthians 16 and ultimately to that great text at the end of the chapter, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, and then be strong." It was wonderful. And the Lord encouraged us, and we're grateful for how He continues to help us and give us what we need during these days. Last night we had a visiting preacher from First Baptist in Hammond, Indiana, come by and preach for us, Brother John Francis. He is the principal of the City Baptist Schools, which is a bus school for all of the bus routes of the First Baptist Church, some 250 students. He did a great job preaching, and we appreciate him helping our church last night. Today, I'm busy all day long, working feverishly, trying to finish up an apartment that we're working on here at our home, and trying to make for sure all the cabinets are built and insulation is done. And it's just a lot of work, but God is helping us. And continue to pray for our aviation ministry as we are believing God for opening up of areas, and we are looking to go ahead and to replace our scooter. We had a GoPed that we use, and we need to replace that scooter. It's going to be somewhere around $1,000 to replace that. Pray about that, and pray also about the annual inspection coming up and different things that need to be done to the airplane. And we've budgeted most of that, but there'll be some needs there. Pray about that for us, and we surely would appreciate it. In your Bibles in Matthew chapter number 16, I want to invite you to look with me at verse number 5. "And when the disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread." Could you imagine that a simple thing, just like forgetting to take bread, could have such a spiritual application? "And then said Jesus unto them, Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, It is because we have taken no bread." Has the Lord ever spoke to you from the Word of God, and you simply said, "Now, what's He trying to teach me? What is He trying to say to me?" And they were in the same predicament. They were wondering, why is Jesus saying this? Is it because we have taken no bread? And when Jesus perceived, He said unto them, "O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves, because ye have brought no bread?" And He indicts them here in this passage, like He does in many other passages in the Word of God. And He simply says to them, "O ye of little faith." And it's a faith issue. And God is teaching us all that it's a faith issue in life, serving Him, selling out, moving to another state, moving to another country, building a Sunday school, building a choir, building a church, continuing on in spite of opposition. It's a faith issue. And oftentimes our faith, instead of being great, instead of being very large, our faith is little. And He said, "O ye of little faith." And then He says in verse 9, "Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets ye took up?" Like, have you forgot? Have you forgot about what I did? And further, "neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000, how many baskets ye took up?" How is it that you do not understand that I spake not to you concerning bread, that you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? And so Jesus is teaching them a great truth about the false doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, about how they should beware of that ultimately in this passage. The side note was that they had forgotten about what Jesus did with the 5 loaves and the 5,000 and the 7 loaves and the 4,000. They had forgot that He is the one who can work supernatural things, and we need not forget that. Now, again, in closing, they just forgot to take bread. And then out of all of that, Jesus taught them about their faith. Jesus taught them about forgetting. And Jesus taught them about fortitude. Don't let false teaching bother you like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Stand strong in faith and don't forget about what I've done for you in the past. I can do for you in the present and in the future. You've been listening to the Wings with Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, marvelous, magnificent Monday, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.